The Hays Chamber has a new Vice President of Marketing and Communications. President and CEO Sarah Wasinger joins us to introduce Mariah Leglider on this episode of the Post Podcast.
So this is Mariah Leglider. She is our Vice President of Marketing and Communications, and we are so thrilled to have her here today. We wanted to give her just a few months to get her feet wet before we kind of threw her into the fire right away. So
that seems fair. Mariah, thanks for joining us. Good to see you. Good to meet you.
Yeah, it's nice to meet you too.
So down at the Chamber, you're the new Vice President of Marketing and Communications. And I know we talked about your the last guy in the job.
Scott Gross.
Well, I wasn't going to give his name because I figured he was dead to all of us, but no.
No, he's not dead to all of us. He still loves Scott.
Scott's great, and he's in a really cool role now. But he used to come on once in a while, so I'm glad that you got to come in as well. And we're going to talk a little bit about what you're doing, because with Scott, it was a different job than it is now from what we've talked about, right?
There's a lot of the same, Phil, but there's going to be a few little tweaks here and there. Specifically, we shared Scott a little bit with the CVB before, and with Mariah, we get to keep her full time. So we're very excited about that. So.
Nice.
Yes. So Mariah, I would love for people at home to know a little bit about your background and expertise. Do you want to share a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I would love to. So I moved to Hays in August of 2012 to continue my education after getting an associate's degree in accounting from Dodge City Community College, and I went to Fort Hays State University, graduated there in 2016, met my husband while I was going to school there. His name is Devin Leglider, and we have a beautiful little girl named Olivia. She goes to school at O'Laughlin Elementary, and actually, I just realized that this year marks 10 years in Hays, so I'm super excited about that.
You hit the decade.
I did.
I love that because, you know, so many people I know came to Hays for Fort Hays, just like you, the same reason I'm here, and stuck. It's a testament to our community because, I mean, if it wasn't a quality of life here, people would just leave.
We're catching like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love it here.
Glad to hear. So you're at the Chamber now. You want to talk a little bit about your background, what your experiences are?
Yeah. So I used to work at Herman Physical Therapy and Wellness, and I did a lot of his marketing and a lot of his social media presence for him. So I just brought all of that experience over to the Chamber, and I did a lot of his graphic design work too. And so I'm so looking forward to being able to explore creatively a little bit further for the Chamber and just be able to do that for them. I can't wait to do that.
Yeah, she brings a lot of different skill sets to the table. She's probably more humble than what she's sharing. But when we were replacing Scott, we were looking at, oh my gosh, this is quite a diverse job. Who are we going to get who knows how to do video, who knows how to do marketing, who knows how to do writing and all those things really well? And she's really hit the ground running and has just very much impressed us so far.
Awesome. Yeah, because, you know, it is one of those things, and this is exactly what we talked about in the past, right? It's those skill sets, you know, you might have one, like Scott was an amazing graphic designer and, you know, he did all the logo work, but that's a very different skill set than social media marketing. And you got to kind of find that right fit to get what you need out of it. And the extra is always good, right? Like I can run a camera, sure, but I can't shoot video. You know what I mean?
Right. So she's been doing such a good job, even if there have been a few things that she's like, well, I haven't done that, but I'm a very fast learner. She's proved time and time again that, yes, indeed, she is a very fast learner. So we couldn't be more happy to have her be a part of our team.
That's awesome. So, you know, what down there at the Chamber in your experience so far, what surprised you the most, if anything?
I would say the magnitude of what they have their hands in. The Chamber does a great job of advocating for the business community on every level, and just how fast paced everything is. Like I thought my job before was fast paced, but nope. But I love that kind of environment. And so I've kind of been thriving in that and just, like she said, hit the ground running. Like it's been a fun adventure so far.
Her head's only spun in circles a few times. She's keeping up.
You know, Sarah, I think a lot of people might struggle to keep up with you just because you guys do so very much. Sometimes you'll leave the show here and I'll pop on to Facebook and you're doing a live somewhere. You're already set up here. And then there's like more going on that day. It's crazy. You guys are crazy.
We have one of the best jobs in the world because we truly get to work with our businesses across the community and make sure that we are pulling resources and people together, giving folks the opportunity to collaborate. And we think that, it's going to be great to have Mariah come in and revamp a little bit of what we're doing with social media and things of that nature. So,
very cool. You know, I want to talk some of the specifics here. You know, we've got, we've talked a little bit, I think, about a month ago or so, the community guide. And that was something I think Scott was heavily invested in. Is that going to be, yeah, you're picking that up as well?
I did. When I first, that was kind of my first big, huge project.
Oh, so you've already got your hands on one of them. Okay, cool.
She sent it to the printers.
I did. I sent it to the printers right before we left for Christmas. So
nice.
I'm very excited about that. I actually got it back as a proof and I was so happy. I was like, oh, this is almost better than Christmas. So I was super excited about it and it was a big project, but I really enjoyed it.
What's kind of special about that, though, is that she literally helped write it, helped do the photography for it, designed work. But her husband is helping print it. So it's kind of a family affair if you really look at it from start to finish.
That's neat.
Yeah, because he's the press operator at Northwestern Printers. So I have an inside job or an inside guy that I can ask questions if I need
it. She knows the guy.
So but what I'm hearing is if somebody finds a typo, we know where to go.
Yes. Yes.
We will all own that together.
That is true.
That's very cool. And so when do those come out, those community guides?
So we will release that for the first time. It debuts at our annual banquet every year. So we'll get those into the hands of those folks who attend the banquet and from there on distribute them across the community to our hotels, motels, all of our tourist attractions, and a lot of our different restaurants in town.
Very cool. Hey, you mentioned that banquet, though, and we should probably talk a little bit about this today because those nominations, we talked last time, and I know there was a story up on Hayes Post that I did for you guys on that, but it's coming up. The deadline is this Friday, right, for the nominations?
Absolutely. So we have 8 awards that we're giving away this year. Those nomination forms can be found on our website. It does not take very much time. You literally put the person's name on the form, which award you want to nominate them for, and then it's a fillable PDF. So you can go in and type in why you feel that person or business or organization is deserving of that award. And then just submit those to HayesCC@HayesChamber.com, and our nomination committee will go through those, and we will surprise all of our winners at the banquet on January 25th.
That's awesome. Mariah, are you getting to pick the winners?
No. That is one thing that I did not take over.
She does get to do a lot of the work to plan for that, though.
I did. I actually just finished. Well, I just got back from the printers, the ticket. So I know what the ticket looks like for the banquet. And that was a super fun kind of first thing for me to do was design the ticket for the banquet. And it was something to get my feet wet and kind of show them what I could do. And I really enjoyed that as well.
That's awesome. Hey, and if you don't have one of those tickets, if you're listening, get your hands on it because there's just a few left, right?
Right. We actually have fewer than 100 tickets left. So they're $60 a piece, but it includes a night full of fun, networking, socialization. I'm just really getting a chance to be out there with some of the people who make such a big impact on our community every year.
Very cool. Yeah, it's always a fun time. And I got to make sure you got so few left. I'm going to make a note right here so I get my ticket. But anyway, there we go. Got it. Sounds now, good. Also coming up is the Ag Appreciation event. That's later on in January as well, right?
Yes, actually next week, Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, it snuck up on us.
Yeah.
And Mariah, did you get to work on that one as well?
I did. I've made a lot of the signage around for that. I'm working right now on posting videos from all of our barn raiser sponsors.
Including 99K's Country.
Yep. Yeah. And actually, that one went out yesterday. You can look at that on our Facebook page. I've done the videos. I'm working on those. I'm working on PowerPoint presentations that we'll have going at the event. And then all of us as a team have kind of worked together to get things for the swag bags and to just all the little fine details that go into it. You know, we have meetings about that and just kind of get it all going.
We have an ambassador committee that's been very instrumental in helping get a lot of those details planned and picked up too. So, can we run through where people can go get tickets for that for
absolutely,
the farmers and ranchers
yeah.
who are listening? So, of course, 99KZ Country, Astra Bank. You can also go to Carrico Implement, Commerce Bank, and Equity Bank. And then Gutierrez Cocina Mexicana Trio Tap House. And then the other three locations for our barn raiser sponsors are High Plains Farm Credit, Insurance Planning, and Next Tech. Hayes Med and ITC are also sponsors, but they are opting to not be ticket outlets, obviously. ITC doesn't have a Hayes location, so that would make it a little challenging. Yeah. And Hayes Med, they're just trying to keep our community healthy right now. So probably fewer people going in there that don't need to be in there, the better off we are.
Probably for the best. Although, yeah. You know, I do always enjoy going in there and seeing that beautiful facility. Every time I'm in there, you know, it's usually not for a good cause, but it is such a neat, neat place. And, yes. Yeah.
And we also have a few cultivator ticket locations too, just in case any of those other barneries or sponsors run out of tickets. And those locations are A&A Coors, KSU Ag Research Center, Pepsi-Cola, and then the TMP FFA chapter is also helping with the mill for that and doing some volunteer work. So definitely get your tickets for that event. Next week, Thursday, it'll be from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Shank Building on Ellis County Fairgrounds.
Very cool. Yeah, get some tickets. Don't wait, because
it's free to go. You don't have to pay for tickets. You just go get a ticket so we can make sure we have enough food for everybody.
Yeah, yeah, very cool. Very cool. And such a neat new thing for you guys to do that. And we talked about that, and you could catch that replay if you were interested. But you shifted up the time a little bit on this one because it used to be
in September.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's obviously a very busy time for our farmers and ranchers. So we thought, let's shift things a little bit. So it looks a little bit like we may have, you know, hit our heads and lost track of what we were doing, but very intentional on why and how we are changing the date. So
yeah, makes perfect sense. Well, all right, guys, we've got just a couple minutes left. But from what I understand, you've got some new chamber members down there that we want to talk about before we go.
We do. So we had a lot of businesses join us in Q4 of 2021. And with all the other things we've had going on, haven't had a chance to welcome them officially. So here's our official welcome wagon to them on the radio. American Shooters, Sherry Brown, Casual Graphics, Chris Glassman, Hayes Greenhouse, Braden Bates, the Kiwanis Club of Hayes, Chuck White, Special Olympics of Kansas, Brent Kaiser, and then the final two are the Gamers Guild with Brandon Nims, and then the Mattress Hub with Joe Urban. So welcome to all of these folks. Obviously, they can be found on our chamber website at hayeschamber.com. Please feel free to check them out for all your local shopping needs.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah. Interesting list of...
Diverse.
Yeah, diverse. That's the word. And yeah. Huh. Very cool. All righty, guys. Well, we're down to just a minute. You've got a couple events we want to talk about before we go, right?
The HYP Networking and Engagement Committee will meet to this week, Thursday, at the Welcome Center at 2700 Vine Street at 1205. We'll also have a ribbon cutting and brick presentation at the Fort Tavern and Patio Bar at 4 p.m. at 109 West 7th Street. And then the HYP Advisory Council will meet Thursday as well at the Welcome Center at 2700 Vine Street at 515. And then Friday, we finish the week off with a chamber chat, our first one of 2022 with the United Way of Ellis County at the Press Craft Kitchen and Cocktails inside of their Heritage Room at 230 East 8th Street at 9 a.m. And then our ambassadors will have their monthly lunch at noon at Rose Garden Banquet Hall and Catering at 2350 East 8th Street